Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. 8:21.
Right on time.
Time again.
We are supposed to be on at 8 o'clock.
Eight?
Ish. I put on Facebook.
You put
eight.
Ish. But, well, if you're going to delay it, listen to those two guys pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad delay.
A lot of what you guys went over off the air is kind of important, but not a lot of it is conjecture, so trying to put that out there on the air isn't a good thing. But you guys had a lot of questions, which is good. They are not afraid of people asking questions.
So we're up here talking sports, before you carry sports.
Yeah.
Mr. Steinberg stuck around, talk a little bit about our fall, I guess it's spring sports.
It is spring already. Spring it's amazing, sports. Right?
That's although
amazing.
The weather sucks.
Wow, it feels like winter sports.
Yeah, winter sports.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the weather is better in February than it has been in April. But
okay, so here's my question. Okay. Last night the baseball game was canceled, the only one canceled, but our track game went on.
Mm-hmm.
How's that work?
Well, you never know what's going to go. You can't win, right? And so Amy and I are sitting down in the afternoon going, okay, who's doing what? We're reaching out to other schools. We actually had two other MAC schools tell us they were canceling our baseball games, and then they didn't cancel their baseball games. Mm. But all of WBL canceled theirs. And then you would talk to the coaches, and we had games against baseball and softball against Parkway. So we had JV baseball, varsity baseball, and varsity softball against Parkway. And so we're talking to their AD. And, of course, half the coaches want to go, half the coaches don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And it kind of seems silly to do half of them. It's like, well, we're going to send the softball team at Parkway, then why not send the JV baseball team? And so it was all in or all out. And so the last we looked, it sounded like a lot of teams were canceling, and it said projected through the evening, like 40 degrees, 35 mile per hour wind gust, and wind chill of 24 degrees. And we
perfect.
Said, you know what? Yeah, that's just, we're going to get rid of them all. Now, the track, Christy is saying, let's do it. We're supposed to have a quad meet. She said, if other teams will come, let's do it. We're the only one hosting. And Delphus said, we ain't coming. No way. Right, but Versailles and St. Mary's both said, yeah, we'll come. So, okay, we'll still host the track meet and get done a little quicker with one less team. But we'll do that. And so, you know, and then, you know, you kind of look at the projections and see what's it going to do. And then it comes to be 5 o'clock. The sun comes out. The wind kind of dies down. It's like, well, crap, we could have played ball. And then I see the scores on the MAC scoreboard later on. Every other MAC school played. I thought, well, you know, but what do you do?
Ring tomorrow.
Yeah, but you know, it's a tough decision. You know, when it comes to those things, you never know. But we'll get them games against Parkway made up one way or the other, and we'll get them done.
Spring sports off to a really good start.
Man, it's a lot of fun to watch them teams.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Well, you know, you roll off that excitement of the baseball team going to state last year, and, you know, it gets you excited for this season, and they, you know, they've taken a couple lumps, but for the most part playing well. Softball just comes out to rolling. I mean, just hitting the ball. And, you know, now that I'm high school principal, I've gone to more high school baseball and softball games than I had in the previous 10 years combined when I was teaching at Jay County, and I just absolutely love it. I sit up there in that press box, watch that softball team, and do a little announcing for them, and watch them hit that ball all over the place, and Jenna Homan just throw the ball piping right down the middle, and so
never stops.
Never stops.
Pitches every inning.
Baseball team, they got a lot of spark out there. Even the JV team, I watched a couple of their games. To have a JV team now and be able to play a JV schedule and see them boys out there play. A kid like Cooper Thompson, who wasn't going, not Cooper, but Tank. Yeah,
Tank,
right? Yep. So anyway, Tank's out there. He never hadn't played baseball in years, but he wanted to play, and he gets to play every game because there's 9 or 10 boys on the team. You know, and so, you know, they're having a lot of fun. They're fun to watch. Track team out there is off to a great start. Anna Reisner's just running out of her mind last night. 35 degrees and 20 mile an hour winds and sets a new school record. Still sub 1200. 11.9800.
Your golf cart don't go that fast.
Oh, geez. Yeah. No doubt. It would have finished fourth in the boys race last night. She would have. I was talking to Brent Niekamp today, and Brent said that would have been the school boys record when he was in school. That's how fast. I mean, that's how much times have come down, but broke her own record by going sub 12. And, you know, Madison Heitkamp is out there just kicking butt in the hurdles, and Joel Kalp, and I mean, it's just so many of them. I won't be able to name them all off the top of my head, but I don't know. It's fun to see the kids engaged, and you know, it's we got a month here, and then tournament's going to start, and I'm excited for all three of those, baseball, softball, track, absolutely. To see what they can do come that time.
And then this last weekend, the play up at the school. How good was that?
Oh, geez. That EMS play is unbelievable. First of all, how Tracy Evers-West Curtis and Karen Myring control 40 plus kids out there. Yep. I don't know how many kids it was, et cetera. And she practices with them for 4 months before that, every day after school. And to control those kids is an absolute testament to both of them. And how cool is it to see our third through eighth graders just.
And I've talked to several of those kids, and those kids absolutely loved doing that. They loved every second.
My daughter's done it for 3 years, and she just absolutely loves it. And she's got her daddy's singing voice, which is not good for her, but she gets to go out there and do a couple speaking parts and be part of the the whole group stuff, and she just gets to be with her friends and these kids have so many things they can do, and they do it all, and I love it. I mean, as a dad, I'm always running. I love it. Yeah. But geez, she's playing club volleyball and playing basketball and doing the softball and doing the play, and it's like
better.
Yeah, I know. It just keeps going. She's in fifth grade, but
that's just the first one.
And so I mean, but it's why we can get to these competitive teams going up too, and it's there's a fine line between a kid getting burnout and getting the skills at a younger age, and so I don't think there's an exact answer to what that line is, but these kids are having fun, they're engaged, they're with their friends, they'll keep doing it, and then we see them come through high school, and we can see those successes now because of it.
You know, we don't have a Marion local. We don't have that, but we have very competitive, very proud sports. We really do.
Yeah.
And all the extracurriculars. I mean, when you see that, I just couldn't believe how good that freaking play was.
Yeah.
I was like, almost cried.
Yeah.
As you get older and you get softer, you're like, there's Ashley's little girl, and I'm like, this is the neatest thing I've ever seen.
Tremendous. Yeah.
And the high school puts on their high school drama. I don't know if you went to that one a couple months ago, too.
Yeah.
And to see those students thrive that you might not necessarily see out on the sports field thrive is just awesome to see them go out there in the element. Zach Shaneline, who is a top-notch student, smart as a whip. He's big time in the FFA. Doesn't play much sports. And he's shy. Yeah, he's in band all this. And he won't hardly say a word to you.
Yeah.
And he goes out there as one of the lead people in the play and just blows out the water. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Because when Mr. Knuth brings him up here and Bob's asking him questions, you gotta about have a crowbar to pry something out of him.
Yeah.
And he's that's a perfect example. Yeah. And there's a bunch of those kids.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And that's their element, and they shine.
Now the most important thing to talk about is Brown's draft.
Oh, geez,
next Thursday.
That's big time. It's our Super Bowl.
It really is.
It feels like
The over-under on Brown's wins next year is 4.5.
That seems ridiculous to me. I'm taking the over. I'm taking the over on that. I've watched a lot of crappy Browns games in my life, and I'm taking the over right now. I'll bet $3 on it right now. That's it.
Who are we going to beat?
I don't know.
I don't know who we're going
to
beat.
Well, usually.
You don't need a quarterback to beat anybody, but we got old Flacco-mania now, so. I don't know. Flacco's back.
Kenny Pickett says I'm ready. Let's go.
I don't know.
Well, two of them will be against the Bengals if the Bengals are a better team. Usually they beat the teams they shouldn't beat.
I actually read some today said if we signed Andy Dalton, we'd have the greatest AFC North quarterback room ever. Andy Dalton, Kenny Pickett, and Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
We'd have them all.
So I'm listening to Cleveland Sports Talk today. Is it Rizzo or whoever? Just talking about he wants Hunter.
Yep.
And then he wants Milrow. Is it Milrow?
Oh, yeah.
From Alabama.
Yeah.
He says, you got to take him with the second. Well, we got the 15th or something. But we got two first rounders.
No, we only have one first rounder. It'd be the second round if he'd have to fall
second round.
Second round. But I think there's a lot of talk about potentially trading back up in the first round.
Because we got five in the top 100.
We got two thirds, I think.
Yeah, we got five picks in the top 100.
Yeah. So. Well, and. Who knows what these quarterbacks do? It could be one quarterback in the first round, or five of them could go in the first 10 picks if they start a roll. But, you've heard everything from Sanders going to the Browns at 2 to Sanders falling to the second round.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be the second pick, second quarterback picked. So if he is, then you get to the second round for the Browns, there should be a whole slew of them there.
I think so,
be
too.
Jackson Dart or Milrow or someone like that ought to be there for him. And not that I know anything. I'm just an idiot Browns fan that keeps rooting them on.
Yeah.
I think you got to take, as much as I think Abdul Carter could be a great defensive player, you're not going to score more points, and that offense was boring to watch last year. So I think you take Travis Hunter, you give yourself something exciting, or some offensive player, to give yourself some excitement there in first round, but I think you got to take a quarterback at some point.
Yeah,
I just don't think Sanders is worth the second pick. And so,
well, that's what they're saying.
Yep.
I don't know. And then Hunter, the one guy got on there and said, you know, he's not a top three wide receiver, and he's not a top three defensive back, but together, then it might be worth doing it.
They say if you're going to play him both ways, he's worth that pick.
Then he's worth that
pick. But he's not worth that pick if you're only going to play him one way, which is an interesting way to look at it.
He says he's playing both ways.
He says, I'm nerving off the field. Why would I get off the field?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. I think it's a lot tougher. They play a different speed in the NFL, and they just don't know until, and you never, no one's ever a sure pick. So the heck would I know. But Dad offered me two tickets to go up to the stadium next Thursday and watch a Journey concert and watch the draft, but that's 2 days off work. I don't think I'm going to be able to get up there and do that. So, but that would have been a lot of fun to go up and listen to this Journey.
Like
and
Nicole.
Yeah,
Superintendent did leave. So,
I feel a little rough right now.
Yeah.
She'd come in about Thursday, I think.
Well, God. So they got a Journey concert?
Yeah.
At the stadium. Journey's at the stadium.
Watch the draft.
Season ticket holders are offered two tickets. You can go up there for free and watch Journey for a free concert, and then they'll play, I don't know what time, 5 to 7 or something. And once the draft starts, they'll have the draft up on the
classic.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
It's kind of neat.
Oh, that's a neat idea.
I'd be there in a heartbeat if it wasn't a 4-hour drive. Okay, I'll ask you this. What do you think about the new stadium idea?
So I'm listening to Hoffman today. He's talking about he's going through everything.
Yeah.
He says the Browns did it right.
Really?
He said that they got and he was explaining how they've got the investors, the loan that they'll pay back. Now Cincinnati's different.
Yeah.
It's entirely different funding. So he says Browns are, you know, it's a go, and let's, you know.
Well, they're moving out of downtown, right?
Yeah.
Going out by the airport or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's like, in that direction, Berea. Yeah, direction. Or not Berea, but Park, what's the name of that, where they're going? It's real close to the airport.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm all for it.
It's close.
A half hour less drive, and I sat in a lot of cold, shitty weather in Cleveland. I'm all right with driving a half hour less and sitting in, you know, I'm not. My dad might say something different. You got to play football out in the weather. I don't know. But I'm all for, you know, driving a half hour less and sitting in
a
dome.
Put a lid on that thing.
And it looks odd. The renderings they have look
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We'll get a Super Bowl in Cleveland. One, you know, it might be the only way we ever have a Super Bowl for Cleveland. We'll host one.
We ain't going to be in it. We'll have her there.
But I'm all for it. So I'd say there are a lot of people disagree with me, and with the funding is what it is. Now, it does kind of suck for downtown Cleveland. I mean, that's going to hurt that area if they take that stadium out of there. But and I understand the owner's part on it, too. You put a dome on, you got a 365-day ability to do stuff. You know, right now, you can't do it.
What about baseball? Is it? Would it be played there? Are they going to still keep that?
No. They got progressive fields.
It is. Whatever the name was before, I was at very first game there.
Field?
They played played an exhibition game with Pittsburgh there.
The first I don't know what the game. Field's called. I just know they're the Cleveland Indians.
Was it Jacobs Field?
Yeah.
Whatever the no that's Guardians. All it is. No Guardians. Still the Indians.
The Guardians.
Hey, we had four Indians up here the other night. Newton, Shawnee, Fort Gary, and Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there wasn't people picking.
Now, did you hear what Harold said?
No.
He said, there are more Indians here than St. Clair saw. That one made me snicker.
Think about that. But how about that softball game? 11 innings that night?
Wow. Yes.
Newton, that was a barn burner. Jeez and peace. Too bad we couldn't pull that one out. But the baseball team did a nice job turning it around. Great comeback. I mean, give up that home run early. The shot was a bomb.
Kid hit
Holy cow, that was a bomb.
He came up, I thought, this is a big kid.
First
swing, kaboom.
That thing went almost dead center, and it traveled. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And the girls had the bases loaded, no outs, and eighth inning. Bunt.
I missed that at the end. I ended up having a board meeting I had to get to, but...
Heartbreaker. But they're fun to watch. God damn it.
It's so much fun watching the teams up there right now, and hopefully this weather turns a little bit, and we can get some nice weather over this next
tomorrow
month.
Tomorrow we're at Bremen, right?
At Bremen.
Girls got a game? Home game?
Girls got home game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure with Bremen, I'm sure they usually do that.
Friday. They do a Mac game same night.
Friday got nothing. Good Friday.
Yep.
Good Friday, nothing. Yeah.
Saturday,
Saturday
going to be
a double header
with South Adams.
Bring your canoe. Bring your. It might be a little wet on Saturday.
It's going to be a bunch of rain coming Friday night.
Yeah.
I hope not, but.
It's supposed to be 80 Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Windy and
hurt 75, but
that's that too.
Either one of those makes me happy.
I can handle 80.
Yep. Anything else going on sports wise at school? Or anything else?
No, not that I can think of. Like I said, spring season. We're just excited to get it through here. We got senior nights coming up for the teams. Track team senior night next week already, Tuesday night. Of course, we only have two home track meets. You got to have a senior night and one of them. They already had one home track meet. So Tuesday night, senior night for the track athletes. And then the week after that, I think it's baseball. Maybe the following week, softball. I forget the exact dates off the top of my head now. But either way, it's, it's fun to honor those seniors and, you know, get them the recognition, their parents the recognition for that. But, yeah, I'm just excited for tournament. See, baseball state this year in our divisions played in two different locations. Yep. So, fingers crossed that we can make it back there again, but we won't be in Akron. It'll be Canton for the Final Four and then Akron 2 days later for the championship game. I think maybe Friday, Sunday. I think
it's cool.
Some of the divisions are both in Akron.
Two great facilities.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
That'll be neat. So right now, would that be as a principal as busy as it gets for you?
This time of year is easily done, yes. Tony alluded to it a little bit ago because not only are you wrapping up this year, you're already planning for next year. Yeah. So you feel kind of torn. It's like, I got to, take my time to, finish out this year, but we're already thick into planning everything for next year and getting stuff planned. We've been doing scheduling for the high schoolers for the last 2 months already at the high school, getting all the schedules figured out. Of course, Amy Kaiser does a lot of that, but it's easily the busiest time. And of course, it's the end of the year and the weather's turning and, not that we have too many discipline issues at the high school, but kids like to get themselves a little, more riled up this time of year. So
there might be a third grader that lives out on Erastus Durbin. It might.
Keep an eye on him.
There's a party at Albert's house, and there's like 12 of them boys out there. I guarantee they're smoking cigarettes. So if you get home, they shoot bottle rockets at
them.
They ain't no brains. It is some class.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
a lot of mischief, but no trouble.
That's right. Let's take a break. Coming right back, we'll talk more about the Indian baseball. Big Fee, we got a big one tomorrow night.
Yes,
against
sir.
Bremen. Bremen had a nice win the other night.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the baseball team will travel over to New Bremen for an MAC game. On Saturday, they'll welcome the South Adams Starfires to the Battleground for a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. The Indians are 6-2 and playing well, so get out to these games to help cheer them on. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fifi. Yep. Nice win the other night against Shawnee.
Yeah.
We got down 5-0. Just was going through the motions. Yep. I'm out in there in right left field, or see, first baseline with
with boys.
Greasy and Eric Post. And we're sitting there.
Yep.
And he gives them hell.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Them too. Greasy and Post. They're like, come on, boys, wake up. You know,
chewing them. Them boys both coached them.
Yeah.
In summertime. Yeah. They've done it a couple times.
That's what they said.
Been pretty damn good with them.
Yeah. They said, I think we had one play where Brody Hardback got picked off. I thought he was out.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Yeah.
And, Beckman had he had more close calls I've ever seen.
He did. He had some bang, bang.
He was out, there. But he called him safe at first, but he did call him out when he was safe at second.
Yeah. He was out at first, but he was safe at second. But he called him safe there and out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, he got it right.
But it was a good comeback by the Indians.
It was. Kids, you know, they kind of played that way last year. You know, they just that two-strike mentality, don't get excited, keep hitting. Well, you know, last four games, we've gave up runs in the first inning. We've trailed the first four games, and the last four games, and they just battle back.
You can't get a harder game to pitch in than pitching right into a 35-mile-an-hour
win. That's exactly right. I mean,
his hat blows off every little
hat. Hat blowing everywhere. But how about the performance by the Klinke kid? He came in, he was fabulous.
And he looks comfortable.
He does.
Yeah.
And he had that, Calvi said, you know, he's got that Tom Browning look. You know, he wants the ball and he wants to throw. And he was getting in a rhythm there. And they started backing out and trying to stop him and slow him down. But, man, he was throwing strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, throw one bean ball at him. That'll keep him from backing out.
Yeah.
And then Gavin Evers comes in. And the last, was it Gavin who pitched the last inning and struck the big guy out who homered?
I think Klinke
was still in there. Yeah,
Klinke finished.
But Gavin,
he came in the second, finished the game.
No, Gavin had a no hitter the game before.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, that was Saturday.
I swear to God, I was listening to you morons because I went home because I was freezing.
Yeah,
I was freezing.
It was cold. Man, it dropped 25 degrees. We had the doors, our windows open up there. It was nice.
I've seen these wimps close your...
Like Calvi says, we got to shut these doors. I'm frozen.
You're calling them wimps, but you went home.
My hoodie up. I was out of money because the boys got pretzels, popcorn.
Oh, yeah, clean you.
It's unbelievable.
No, Wimpsman. Great game. Another great game.
That's the book if you want to look at it. But
these guys can't write.
Oh, it's terrible.
Indians, 5 runs, 7 hits. No, that's the other team. 4. So we had 8.
I think we ended up with 8, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we've been playing well. We've been putting the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
Although the first 3 innings didn't go how we wanted to, but...
They walked so many guys. You can't give that many walks up and...
Yeah.
And we could try to win.
Seeing the ball.
He's hitting it.
Yeah.
like you said before, we get 2 strikes, no balls, 2 strikes. We don't care.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good sign, too, because a lot of guys will just get their nervous wreck when they get 2 strikes on.
And that's top to bottom. We get a lot of production out of the bottom of our order.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's good.
So tomorrow night, Calpe's out, so I'm going to do it with Fee. We're going to be there right about 10 till 5.
That'll work.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we'll be rolling in.
Yep.
We'll be there.
I'm thinking we're going to be, if we're on the, by the New Bremen first base dugout, we have a little bit of a wind break, but then we can't see right field.
We were right by Fort Carey's dugout.
Yep, that's where I'm planning to put it, and it works out pretty well. And
it's supposed to be pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's supposed to be 70s-ish or high 60s, something like that.
So, I can live with that.
And as long as there's not a 30-mile-an-hour wind blowing in our face, but even then, we still do it. You know, we did that at, I think, Calpe and I, and then Jerry and I, different years at New Knoxville. announced with you know, with wind blowing right in our face, about 20 miles an hour, and it was less than 40 degrees both times.
Marion game was brutal.
That's what he said. Neil said it was on board.
It's the coldest I've ever. We were both. I look over Neil, and Neil's hands are just shaking. He's holding one hand on top of the other hand so he can make the damn thing turn on, turning commercials on. We're shaking so bad. We're both frozen.
And my whole body was shaking for a while. I'd get
Yeah, I'd be like,
I was like Big P laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Menard's daughter hit a home run tonight.
All right.
Yeah, hey, that a girl.
3 for 3, 5 RBs, and a homer. We play them, I think, don't we?
Do we?
We played them last year.
Well, let's see here.
South Adams?
It's got to be at South Adams.
Yeah. I'll let you look. That's our schedule. Boys are South Adams here. But
yeah. Last game of the year.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
May 9th at South Adams. So the girls play
Bremen
at home, and then Saturday's a strikeout for cancer, but boy, the weather just sounds bad. And then next week looks better. So Monday they're at home, Walpock. Tuesday at Minster, which will be a good one.
Yeah.
And then Thursday home versus Coldwater. So they got 3 games next week, and I'm sure the boys do too. So
how about the boys? They play Monday.
Spring baseball, huh?
They play Monday.
Yes.
Home or away?
Yeah. Let me look here.
Check her out.
So Monday is at Lincoln View.
At Lincoln View.
Yep. The Lancers.
And Tuesday is home versus Minster. Thursday is at Coldwater.
Lancers got a nice press box.
Do they?
Yeah.
Minster?
Lancers.
The Lancers?
Oh, Lancers. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's smallish, and he said, the AD said, you guys are welcome to be in our small press box. So well, we've been there every year, and it's always good, and you guys are always messing around with the high school kid whatever the high school kid is that runs the scoreboard, and it's always a good time. But they treat us very well up
there. Yeah, Lincoln.
They're just good people.
Yep,
good
what deal. About... So we talked about four recovery, so let's turn our attention now to J.D. Vance dropping the national championship trophy.
Whoops.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
It came apart.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I think it looked like when the top came off,
his facial expression.
Oh, I bet
his instinct was to grab the other part, but he was letting go of the base, and I don't know why that would come apart, but when the other guy was kind of going to hold the top for him, it just came apart.
That was neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You see where? So here's how crazy the world is. People grossing out Jeremiah Smith for hugging Trump. You see that? First of all, I said you don't hug the president, and then everybody's like, and he was like,
"Dude, I'm a hugger."
He goes, "It don't matter who he was very good." He goes, "It don't matter who that president is. He's the president."
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm gonna hug the president if the president asks me to give him a hug.
Yeah,
absolutely.
People are nuts.
Yeah,
they're nuts.
And he's abandoning his principles and all of that.
Anything they can find crap about.
And some of the what I've seen a lot of criticism from the left about Trump are some of the exact same words and things that came from Bill Clinton and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But it was okay for them then. On the other side of that, the people on the right were criticizing it then, and you know, so it all depends on what side you're on.
Yeah.
And
everybody just needs to enjoy
everything.
It
is good and everything is bad depending on what side you're on, and when your guy did it, it's fine. When another guy did it, it's terrible.
Wait a minute.
And that's
how about Reds? We're down 4-0.
4-0
still.
So you worried?
Streak might be over.
Maybe they'll get a little
good run, though.
Get a run like the Indians did in the fourth inning.
5-2.
Wait a minute. We didn't give up yet.
We just scored 2 runs in the seventh, and we got a runner on.
Now we're cooking.
And Carson Yastrand doubled. That's his first hit of the year.
We had one guy threw out at home. Trevino got thrown out at home, and Ellie got picked off.
Ellie's an idiot.
He tries to do some stuff.
And like, scored a run.
What are you doing?
Well, he can do. He does magic stuff all the time, so you just kind of
figure.
He's
walking off second base and just takes off.
Yeah.
And the guy, you can hear the guy go, he's going. Pitcher turns back, looked at him, then he stopped and goes, I'm dead. Ran right at him, he's dead. It's like, Ellie, what are you doing?
You know, we got him till 2029.
Do we really?
Yeah. Well, what they're awesome. Talking about.
Well, trading for
Lance
for a third rate
talking about. Pitcher. Somebody called up and says we're on, you know, because Lance McCarron said, we have him for 5 years guaranteed. Five more. Enjoy him. Don't worry about it.
I agree.
A lot
I like Chapman.
Between, yeah.
Chapman was the same way. We're not going to keep him, but man, he was fun to watch too. And he came in
it's
on
like
closing.
It's like Big Fee. We got Fee announcing for another, how many more years? I'd say at least
30.
Could be it.
30.
Yep. Hey, by the way, Eric Feely. Shout out.
Yeah.
You hear anything on him?
No. I've heard it. Wasn't very good.
No, but I've heard that they did an operation to take the pressure off of his brain, did something with his skull, and then assuming that he recovers, gets back home, he's going to be under constant care for 3 years.
Yeah.
But because of what they had to do with his skull or something.
Really?
In case he would fall and something would happen.
Man, you know, keep prayers out for that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, prayer service tonight, I think.
44 years old.
9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
That's coming up in a few minutes, so get out there.
And then we got, I know the galas. Jack's already
got something. I was going to make sure we did something there.
Absolutely, because that's what we are here for.
Masters, how did that go for you?
Don't even talk. I'm still.
It's unbelievable.
I'm still mentally drained.
So
it might have been. We've seen, what, 40 of them, 50 of them?
Yep.
Might have been the best one ever. Jack Nicklaus's in 86 was unbelievable. Yeah. I remember Bob calling me going, you ain't going to believe this.
Yep.
But this one was, that was just raw emotion.
It was.
Up,
so
down.
Neat.
And what really, and I think about it every year, but I forget it within a week or within a day, is that no matter who is hitting or at the green right then, everybody there is rooting for him.
Yeah.
There's, you know, it's not our team. It's not, you know, there's always some Tiger guys, but, you know, when he wasn't doing well, they weren't booing everybody else. Of course, you're not allowed to do that anywhere, but still, well, maybe in the LIV but
he was so cool too. I mean, even like when he made the terrible shot on 13, he just kind of looks up and smiles a little bit. It's like, did that really just happen?
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. I was thinking it was a blowout. At the time, it was like he was 14
three or
under.
Three or four up,
And then I was like 10 under behind him. I was like, oh my, it's over. It's a blowout.
The great thing, everybody who does, even if you don't like golf, you watch the Masters.
Yep.
Sunday Masters.
Oh, absolutely. You can't beat it.
And
it was just
really neat to watch.
God, it was fun.
Well, and Jim Nance and that whole crew, it's
they are
incredible.
So good. They come in Butler Cabin. It's awesome.
Oh,
some guys come in and talk. Bernhard Langer, I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was close to making the cut, dude. I was hoping he'd make the cut.
60, what is he, 65?
67, maybe. Unbelievable.
It is nuts.
Yeah, it's just neat that everybody is rooting for him.
Yeah.
You know, I went back and watched three or four times, trying to just watch in the crowd, and everybody that was on screen was just crazy cheering for him.
Oh, it's been,
you know, there wasn't one person that said, well,
that's just so guy, cool because it's,
I sure
it's
wish holes my guy would have won that.
I mean, those holes can just change that thing so fast.
Yeah.
That leaderboard, the last nine is awesome.
And the playoff, you know, they both hit a decent drive. The Rose hits one nice
great shot. And I thought, oh, he beat him. He's going to beat him. And all of a sudden, boom, right inside him.
And I'll raise you one.
Yeah, about this. Take that.
Man.
Oh, man, that was
That was incredible. That was just, you know, because everybody was so excited when Rose hit that shot in there and just a really great approach shot.
Yeah. So he went. So next week we got the draft. We'll be talking the draft Wednesday night. Yeah. Thursday's the draft. Maybe we'll come up.
Toby and Cody.
Cody. Maybe we'll see.
We'll get them a ring.
Up here. Yeah, do that.
Our mock draft.
Toby knows everything.
Toby knows everything.
He's right. Well, you can know everything, but it's hard to outguess what those owners are going to do.
Knows a lot more than anybody else.
Yeah, he studies stuff. Does. He's incredible. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the owners know that agree with him. But I'd say he's right more than the owners are when they don't agree.
He's on it.
He's pretty good.
Pretty sharp.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for sticking around and
talking to us.
Talking about Indian sports and our wonderful group of kids we got right now.
Yep.
Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be on Fort Recovery, New Bremen, Fort Recovery Radio. Good luck to the Indians.
Yep.
Good luck to the ladies, Indians. Ooh, 5-3 RBI single.
All right, here we go.
Come on, Reds.
All right, Indians, one out, runner. The Reds are making an Indians comeback we did on Tuesday or Monday.
Exactly right. Yep, there we go.
From a good friend, Mr. Feely.
Yes, sir.
Owner, operator, Neil Spencer. See you next week.
Yep.